Butcher, Simon Williams Todd here on 104.6 Planet FM, part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. How are you doing? It is Saturday night, 8:30 New Zealand time on the 6th of September 2019. I'm here for the next hour with a friend of mine who I shall reveal any second now. We've got music coming up from Dead Little Penny and Sulfate, but let's kick off with this track from Ride. We were lucky enough to go and see them at the Power Station in Auckland a couple of weeks ago, and this is the song they started off with from their latest album. This is Not a Safe Place. This is Jump Jet. Song called Jump Jet from their new album This Is Not a Safe Place. I'm Simon William Todd, and this is What Simon Says on Radio it's part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. It is Planet FM 104.6 or anytime at planetaudio.org.nz. exciting times though. Hello Lani.
Hello Simon.
Lani Perkis is here, friend of the show in many ways.
Very much a friend of the show. in many ways.
I know you listen every week.
Always.
But like, if you check out the Radio 13 website, you can find the show we did in March still up on there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think it's had about 5 hits.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's really
is it good?
Good? Yeah, it's really
five
good.
Hits?
It's broken the internet. But but then we were talking about, you were just about to, well, your music festival that you organised was, I think it was going to be the next Friday.
Oh, was it that close?
Yeah, it was.
Was I quite shaky and nervous?
You're a little bit shaky and nervous, yeah, but still pleasant company.
Huh.
Yeah. And do you think now, looking back on it, are you thinking, can't wait to organise the next one, or was it a one-off?
It's happening.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that an exclusive?
Yeah, it might be. Well, it will happen. It may be. The cool thing about Milk and Honey is that we didn't have... there's no set formula. We can do whatever we want, really. We're in charge. So it may be different. It may be exactly the same. We haven't quite decided.
But people can look forward to it sometime early next year, right?
For sure.
Awesome.
100%.
Cool. Well, Lani's going to be hanging out for the duration of the hour, playing some music she's brought along with her. What have you got for us first up?
It's Te Wiki o Te Reo next week, which is Māori Language Week. So, and also yesterday, Waiata Anthems came out. I haven't listened to it yet, but do you know what it is, Simon?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
So it's classic Kiwi anthems, re-recorded in Te Reo.
And are they doing a concert?
Probably.
I see it now.
It's a big lineup. If that was a concert to put, that would be an expensive lineup. Even to get them all in one room would be pretty crazy.
But they didn't ask you?
Nah. It's weird. They didn't want to hear Gibbo's dulcet tones singing Te Reo. yeah, would have been an interesting...
Well, maybe when the deluxe edition of the album comes out next year.
We've never made anything like that.
Well, they missed a trick there,
I think. Missed a trick. So I haven't listened to any of it, but my favourite song out of all the tracks that were on there was Bec Ronga's Sway.
Okay.
Should I give it a go?
Yeah, let's hear that now.
What sort of volume should I put my laptopetrist on?
Please put it up at 100%.
100% on the Lapseratops. And here we go. This is called Haere Mai Ra / Sway by Bec Ronga.
Kei ko titi. Hei haere atu koe, me mato ke a ke aho, ko te ra ke runga ko au ke raro. Ka tutuki tawa, ano ne ko koe to kumwana, puti a ke kei to rumi au. Tu kua hau, ko koe te tino take. Aha, te taia te aha, te harato ne ito iwa, ki atu o ki a koe ka ore itika, te matai a koe, ngā mea whae tikana, kia maringi mai te waha, koe kera ki te ki atu, ki a koe pono ana. Tino mohio ai I huri rapa e toku a E tipu nei te pokaku Take o ana au Wana kore ana Ko hiri kapo ki tēnā ko Te arora me aha I mai ane Kua kawa Ki a reka Te ahi ahi
So that was Big Runga from the Waiata album that's just come out or coming out?
I think it just came out yesterday.
Cool. And I was just saying to you when that was on, because I don't understand Māori, it's interesting that her voice sounds much more like, it's like an instrument. If you don't understand the words someone's saying, the voice is much more of an instrument, is it not?
Yeah, well, you have to pay attention to the melody and the tone, I guess. Instead of thinking about the lyrics.
Yeah, which is good, because often I find it sometimes annoyed with myself that I think probably because I write lyrics too, that's the first thing I listen to is the words.
Mm.
And I think it's probably detrimental to listening to the song for the first time if you're just kind of thinking about that.
I'd love to listen to a song without knowing how a song is made.
Mm.
It must be crazy cool to just not have any idea how to make something. It's like reading a book. I couldn't write a book, but I can write songs, and I can break them down piece by piece.
Well, there's a friend of mine called J.S. Daly, who is an author. He's written two novels, and he and I had big fights about whether if you're reading and you notice and you go, for example, oh my God, that's a good sentence, that's a great sentence, then is that a bad job on behalf of the writer because you're not focused enough on the story that you're actually noticing the kind of technicalities of the language. But same with music, right? If you understand how one, like, the verse goes into the bridge, but if you didn't know that, it would be a nice innocent way of listening.
Yeah, I've been listening to podcasts a lot lately, as the rest of the world has. Music's been number two on the list.
That's it.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of music. The more music I play, the less music I listen to.
What? Because last weekend you were at the Others Way Festival in Auckland.
Played with Crap Date.
And unfortunately I could not get a ticket for that.
Huh.
Yeah, I should have called you really, shouldn't I?
I had a ticket.
Did you?
Oh. It's still right here in my wallet. Look at that.
Now it's a lovely pink ticket as well.
It's a lovely pink wristband. I had no one to give it to on the night.
Shame. Well, I remember next time, because I did actually call Ruben Raj, who's the bad monkey, and he didn't have one. So next time I just won't bother with him. Call you straight away.
Go straight to the source.
I shall. Another band that was playing at the Others Way Festival last weekend. In fact, they were before you, weren't they? At the Thirsty
after
Dog.
After us.
They were after you.
They were before us at Soundcheck.
Okay, but they're called Sulfate, and we're going to play their new song now, which is called Bush. This is Peter Ruddle from Wax Chattel's latest project, and this particular song features the beautiful vocal talent of Harriet Ellis, who is a bit of a stalwart of the local scene.
Is she not full-time in Sulfate?
I think it's a blurry issue.
Blurry issue.
Yes, I talked to Peter recently, and
she's so busy with all the other bands.
Exactly, and he reeled off this list of bands she's in, like Nanoise and Vincent HL. I'd no idea who any of them were. It made me feel very little and insignificant.
And is she in Echo O's as well?
Probably.
I think she's got like three songs on the BFM playlist at the moment.
Pretty cool though.
Yeah.
Good place to be. So yeah, this is Bush by Sulfate.
To find a way.
Bush here by Sulfate. You can find that, download that single, pre-order their album, which comes out later in the month on their Bandcamp page. I saw Peter the other day, and I'm hoping to get him into on this show in the next couple of months. He was exclusively off to record the new Wax Chattels album, so look out for that sometime early next year, he says. Still here, Lani?
I am here.
What are you going to play next?
I'm going to play Crap Date.
Crap Date. Yeah. The band that you're currently... Are you a permanent member of that band?
Oh. I haven't decided. I'm kind of like non-essential. I'm essential, but like it's all electronic, so you can pick and choose what we play live.
I like that, what it says on your Wikipedia page. Lani Perkins is a non-essential member of Crap Date.
I appear to be. Okay, shall I press play?
Yeah, press play.
So this song is called Ephemera. It's the first time I've said it right. Oh, I see what's happening. My Spotify Alicious is still going. What an absolute... Okay, I'm going to play this off QuickTime Player, though.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
Blast from the past.
Ephemera by Crap Date.
Cause when I leave you, I'll have it all.
That's Ephemera from Crap Date. I think they've got one of the greatest names of a band that I've heard for a long time.
It is a great name.
It is a great name. Here's another great name. This is Goldfrapp with Rocket. That song still almost 10 years old, that one, but still rockets me. It's getting almost exciting in here with that kind of music on, don't you think, Lani?
It is. I should keep it exciting.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
what have you got for us?
I'm gonna play a song called Cooties. I don't know if it's Cooties or Cooties, but I like to say Cooties. It's by Skaks.
Aren't cooties like bogeys or something?
Cooties are like knits, but that's spelt differently. So this could be cooties? I don't know. Let's see if it's in the song. I don't remember it being in the song. I just know it was hyped up when I first saw it. So should we play it?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm just thinking about the spelling of
it's all. Kudis.
Kudis. Okay, good. Frantic. Here it comes.
It is.
Yeah!
Tooties by Skux on 104.6 Planet FM. Welcome along. This is what Simon says, part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. So dedicated to our cause are we that Lani and I are here on this Saturday night instead of being down at the Galatos for what people are saying may be one of the hottest tickets in town. Because Miss Gina in where their album release tour party, their album's called Bad Luck Party. Do you like, are you a big fan of Miss June?
I have two Miss June t-shirts.
Do you?
Yeah, both colours.
Wow, what, tell me about these colours.
So black with green print and then white with pink, which now is white with pink and some coffee-coloured stains mixed
nice.
In. So it's now a beard shirt.
Kind of a beard shirt?
Yeah, like I wear it to bed.
Oh, I see.
A bed shirt.
It's one of the ones that really gets me. I get so confused when people start talking about beards.
Beards. Mm. I wore it to beard.
Well, that's lucky. Your bed is a lucky thing, I think. Well, anyway, waffle. Stop.
Waffle, waffle, waffle. Stop. Play some Miss June.
Go. June with a track called Enemies from their new album that came out yesterday called Bad Luck Party. Now, Lani,
yes.
I don't know whether you know, but on this show I like to champion bands that don't get sung out about very much, and always I play a track by Suede.
Oh.
Are you familiar with such band?
No. I've never heard you talk about them before.
Well, unfortunately for you, I'm giving him a rest this week, but I am playing something with a connection.
Oh,
Bernard Butler, who's the original guitarist from the band and responsible for the guitar on their first two albums, is going to be the subject of the next track. But before we play it, I just thought I'd see what you think about this. I just read an article. He was interviewed in Music Tech magazine about songwriting. And he says, this is, if you're up against a brick wall, you can't, nothing's coming to you. He says, go for a walk to somewhere and pick, go for a walk, then pick up an instrument that you're unfamiliar with. Then think of what you have done that day, however menial, and then structure your thoughts like this. One, write down exactly what happened. Two, say how it made you feel. And three, write about where that has left you. And though in those three phases, he says, that's verse, pre-chorus and chorus. What say you?
I say, could you forward me the article?
Ooh, okay. I shall. Do you like that idea?
I like that idea. And I've been thinking a lot lately that I need to make more music, not play more music, but make it myself.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I have had a block for a while, and I had an interesting day. It would be a funny thing to write about.
It would be. Well, no, I will. I certainly will forward to you after we've listened to this. This is from 1998. This is a song called Not Alone. One of my favourite Butler tracks, but unfortunately does have what I call indie strings all over it. You know, the strings that kind of people put on indie guitar songs when they kind of want to change the sound a bit, and it just sounds like strings there for the sake of it. I'll let you decide whether you think that's true or not, and we can talk about it after we've heard Not Alone by Bernard Butler. magic stuff from Bernard Butler there. What do you see what I mean about those strings, Lani?
It's just generic string sound. Yeah. I guess they are meant to be a violin of sorts.
Yeah, it's a bit of... It happened a lot in the late 90s, didn't it, kind of, to that kind of music.
I guess everyone suddenly got a nice sample they could use.
Yeah, that... song, I learned two things from Bernard Butler in terms of songwriting. Number one, always have an acoustic guitar throughout. Mm-hmm. And he likes to turn his quite high up in the mix as well. And also that he used the same drummer all the time. His name was Mako Sakamoto, who sadly died last year. But in terms of drums, play them loud, but be simple.
Sounds like a classic element of peace song.
Yes, maybe. Well, maybe they learn off Mako Sakamoto. Ask Scotty if he's heard of him.
If he's heard of him, yeah. And if he learnt off him.
What's next from you?
Well, I've got a few options. I thought we could hear another song in Te Reo.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah. This is by Maisie Rika, and it is called Tangaroa Whakamautai. And it's lovely. That was Tangaroa Whakamautai by Maisie Reka. And that's a lovely song.
It is a lovely song.
It is a very lovely song. I only just heard it for the first time up at Ōrākei Marae. My son was doing kapa haka, and that was the backing track to their opening kapa haka.
Well, thank you for bringing it in. I liked it very much. More New Zealand music now. This band just teased a bit of a album release on Facebook just yesterday. They're playing at the studio and the venue at something called Experience 2019 at the end of the month. They played at the Milk and Honey Festival. Lani, I don't know whether you were there to see them. It's Dead Little Penny, I'm going to play now. Sorry. Not that, not the other band, but I love this song. I think they're a great band. They're a great live band too. This song is called Honeycomb. Dead Little Penny, Honeycomb, fantastic live band. Go and see them at the Experience 2019. We're coming to the end of the show, very sadly. I've got to go to bed quite soon.
Me too.
Yeah.
I do like bed.
I love bed.
Will you wear my Miss June shirt tonight?
Yeah,
with the coffee stain down the front.
Oh, nice. I'd probably wear the same T-shirt I've got on. That's what I tend to do.
Oh, yeah.
I wear the T-shirt during the day and then wear it to bed at night and then put it in the laundry in the morning. With that kind of day, the songs I'm going to write with Bernard Butler's advice are going to be cracking, aren't they?
That's a good point. I want to hear that song. I'll give you 1 week.
Okay. You're on. We'll debut on the Radio 13 Music Collective next week, which I think is David Boyle, Split Ends, Friends to the Ends. I'm never sure who he's going to have on. It's a mystery. But it won't be you, that's for sure.
No.
Exclusively here with What Simon Says. Lani Perkis, you're going to play us one more song.
I'm going to play a song from a Canadian band called Fucked Up. It's sorry about the language. They've put out a lot of albums. This could be number 10. This is their latest album, and the track is called Normal People, and it's quite different to everything else they've done in the past, but it might be my favourite album so far. And they're playing Whammy in a month.
Cool.
Might be sold out already. This is Fucked Up, Normal People.
Guys at night drinking in bars, talking to girls and driving cars. They heard about this place from a magazine. One of their best friends is Dean. They all laugh and joke like there's nothing wrong, like they are right where they belong. We'll be right back.
just fucked up. And as they fade out, we are fucking off. It's been me, Simon William Todd. It's been great to have your company tonight, listening people. It's also been really nice to have you here, Lani. Thanks very much for coming.
Had a great evening. Thank you, Simon.
Good. Well, come again. Please do come again one day soon. Check out the podcast that you can listen to straight after this show is finished, which will be on planetaudio.org.nz. And look out for other Radio 13 DJs tomorrow morning and afternoon. You get some Bad Monkey. Next week, it is David Boyle. Week after that, Roger Bowie. And then it is the lovely Claire and her classical connections. Simon Todd says goodbye.